As purveyors of fine fashion and haute couture, we here at Pucked in the Head do our best to help you, the listener, with all of your fashion choices. So please sit back, relax, and listen to two of the finest dressed gentlemen you have ever laid your ears upon give you the advice you need.
So, Jason, I assure you I'm trying my best to drag this microphone out of the mud so that you can hear me a little bit clearer. But in our last discussion, we spoke about Jaromir Jagr and the sheer number of teams that he has played on over his career. And we touched briefly upon the number of jerseys that the man has also worn throughout the years.
So, speaking of all of his various uniforms that he's put on...
Yes, sir.
I assembled a brief list of my best and worst uniforms
responding to the ugly, horrible, oh my lord, my eyes hurt. I can't even think of another adjective, jerseys that the LA Kings wore in the Stadium Series game against the Sharks last week.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't, all I saw honestly was a couple pictures. I didn't get to see them in action, but yeah, they were... lacking in the beauty department.
They're like second-rate practice jerseys.
They looked very cheap. Like, did you get that feeling?
Yeah.
Like, I got the feeling like if you touched it, it was almost like I don't even know how to describe it. Like a kind of like a some type of curtain fabric.
Well, certainly they didn't look like professional athlete garb.
No. I didn't think so either.
Now, who knows? Maybe it's made of some sort of space age fabric, and they're trying to get an advantage over the other team by placing this space age
fabric,
state of the art
fabric, in their jersey,
on the jersey,
textile.
Perhaps we skate 0.004% faster.
Perhaps, yes. What do you think about the yellow jerseys they've been trotting out?
Well, the retro ones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those, they first wore, I think, against the Canucks during the, because both teams came into the league roughly the same time.
Oh, right.
And they
wore their,
mm-hmm. For the Canucks' very first game, mm-hmm. was against the LA Kings. They wore, for the 40th anniversary, they both wore retro jerseys.
Right, okay.
In that game. And Jonathan Quick also wore brown pads, mm-hmm. that looked like the old,
yeah,
pads.
and the blocker had
like the waffle board,
yeah,
and his mask had was painted like Rogi Vachon's old fiberglass mask.
I don't remember this.
It was gorgeous, really good looking, and I like those. In general, I like the retro jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
The only retro jersey I don't like is the Canucks Halloween jerseys.
The Flying V?
The Flying V.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that either.
Especially the orange one. But you want to know what's really weird? Is it's strange. I played on the EA game.
Mm-hmm.
And
NHL.
That jersey is in the game.
Mm-hmm. They have most of them in there,
yeah,
now. Yeah.
And I played a game with the present-day Canucks wearing the Halloween Flying Vs.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually didn't look that bad. Like, just when you get one fan wearing it in the crowd or you see,
right,
a picture of one guy, it's awful.
Yeah.
But as a team skating around, it isn't as horrible as we all remember.
Right. We have the salmon jerseys. Anyways.
For retro, the only one I really don't like are the Canucks Halloween. I love the Canucks Millionaires jerseys.
Yeah. They're different.
I love them.
I'm not a huge fan of just sort of like the typeface just on the jersey itself.
In general, I don't like word marks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you like the Rangers.
The New York Rangers one, just Rangers going across for whatever reason, but...
But I cannot stand like when the Avalanche wear the Colorado going,
yeah,
down. Or
Dallas.
The Bolts.
Dallas has that one.
Dallas has that one.
Yeah.
And
the Bolts,
Tampa Bay,
awful.
With Bolts down.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Absolutely hate it. Even the current Canucks Orca jersey with Vancouver across the chest.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the Millionaires jersey works for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. fair enough. To each their own. I don't dislike it. I mean, it looks. I think it, the color scheme is. The color scheme to me seems very old, which it is.
Of the
obviously.
Current Canucks jersey?
No, the Millionaires jersey itself. It, to me, it just seems like an older type of. Well, it's got kind of that cream beige and then the maroon color, right? Yeah. It seems like it's sort of like an old timey jersey, which obviously it is. And
right.
I'm sure that's probably what they were trying
and
to
do. And I do like
right?
the maroon anyway, like the Colorado Avalanche jerseys that they had that were largely. Purpley,
maroon, a little bit of silver,
in that,
and
the
blue.
Ray Bourque, Joe Sakic era,
yeah,
and when they won
and,
the cup,
yeah, Forsberg.
I quite like that jersey.
Mm. Yeah,
do not like the Colorado going
across it.
Across
yeah,
it. No,
same color scheme still.
Yeah,
but, yeah,
the color's nice.
Yeah,
but no,
mm-hmm.
I. And what else do you like?
So my list of best, the classic, which is I'm sure many people share, is the Blackhawks jersey, the logo itself. I own a classic Chris Chelios Blackhawks jersey. One
you
that's
know,
grown.
Strangely, Chris Withers, if you're listening, which you're probably not, for some reason he calls him Chris Chelios.
Is he maybe Kelly Kissio?
I just think he's drunk.
All the time.
Every time I've ever spoken with him about Chris Chelios, he's been drunk.
Fair enough.
Withers, not Chelios.
Maybe Chelios too.
Maybe Chelios, I don't know, but Withers for
Does
sure.
Does he just tend to maybe every CH when he's drunk just become like...
Well, his name is Chris, C-H-R, right?
It's not Tris, yeah.
It's not Tris, but anyway.
That guy is Cubby over there. one jersey that has grown on me.
Chicago. Chicago Blackhawks jersey. Mm-hmm. It's a nice one.
It is, yes. Yeah. It's the Minnesota Wild.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's
like their main jersey?
Yeah. I like that. Maybe not I don't I like
with,
the logo.
With the kind of the what is it? A
it's
wolf
green
head?
And yeah, I guess it's a wolf.
That's
I'm not really
in with
sure.
Trees?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It looks sharp sometimes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know that's an odd one.
Not on my list.
No, I don't blame you. I don't think it's on many people's list, but for whatever reason I didn't like it when it first came in. And I'm not a big fan of the color scheme itself.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. That logo is for whatever reason is growing on me.
You wanna know what I do like though? Both the Wild and the Columbus Blue Jackets have recently done third jerseys that are just a circle.
Yes.
And then they've got a very classic style.
I was going to mention the Columbus jersey with the cannon.
Both of those work for me, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the Columbus one. It's basically just different shades of blue and white, right, all around.
Yeah.
But I like that one.
The cannon in the middle.
Yeah. I like that one. To me, an underrated one is the Winnipeg Jets. I love both their current one and their previous one.
I much prefer the original.
Once you look at, I don't know, to me, take a look at the Jets logo. It's quite well designed.
It's not a bad design. It's just, for me, it looks a little bit too much like an Air Force patch or something
and,
like that.
And that's what they're going for, right?
They are called the Jets, after all. But I don't know. It's my favorite.
It is a huge Air Force base as
yes.
well, right? That's, where, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Capitals, different incarnations of the Capitals jersey. I like the classic one, which they've gone back to now.
Yeah, and that's actually on my list. I really like their retro.
Yeah. Because
I grew up watching Mike Gartner.
That flying eagle wing was horrific.
Yeah, the flying eagle wing and the New York Islanders fisherman are both on my worst list.
Yes, yeah.
Those are awful.
Like, yeah. What designer came up with that? And if you are admitting to being that designer, you need to...
But you
to...
know what? I think that it seemed to me like they were product designers, not hockey jersey designers.
Yeah.
So they brought someone in who... They were, graphically, they were very nice.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, when your jersey looks like you're shilling for frozen
product.
Fish...
Yeah, yeah.
You got a bad jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, for bad jerseys,
I do like the original Hawks jersey, and for the most part, it's very similar to today's.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also really love the classic, simple Montreal Canadiens jerseys, always look good, and the Boston Bruins jerseys.
Yeah.
With the exception of
the bear
the honey bear.
Yeah.
The honey bear is awful.
Mm-hmm.
But the bee with the spoke.
Yeah.
Very nice. I like that. And even to a point, the Red Wings. I got a Gordie Howe Red Wings jersey recently.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the Vancouver Giants game. And they had a couple of them from a ceremony they had done.
Right.
And they'd been worn by some dignitary that was down on the ice. But these were like authentic jerseys. So they were measured like 54 and 52, yep. Not the medium, large,
small. Yeah.
So these were authentic jerseys. Gorgeous, perfect condition, only worn for like 2 minutes for a puck drop at center ice. And it was $100.
Wow.
So, I dropped that right away.
Yeah.
Put the press badge in my pocket.
That's interesting. I just bought a Detroit Red Wings jersey. No name or number on it. Mm. $60.
Really?
Not an authentic one.
Yeah.
But a real replica.
Right.
Yeah. I was surprised. Nice. I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
And the other one I really do like, because I don't like the Rangers because of the word mark. I love the Lady Liberty Rangers jersey. I really like that. That was a great...
I was cringing when you were talking about this because I knew that's where you were going.
It's a great mask from Mike Richter, whose career was cut short by concussion. And even to this day, he doesn't do a lot of public appearances because of his vertigo and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But they turned it into a jersey just for a couple of seasons. And... yeah, it's a love it or hate it thing, and a lot of people hate it. I think it looks sharp.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I'm also not a fan of any of the Anaheim Ducks jerseys.
Any?
None.
None?
None.
Not a one?
None.
Their current one is pretty ugly.
I can't believe like they decided to rebrand themselves, and that's what they like. Let's make it even worse than the one that we had, the purple and teal duck mask, which was horrible to begin with, and then they come up with the duck foot stamp with ducks on the end.
And the jerseys themselves are just kind of boring.
It's all black and a little bit of gold trim and some orange on some of them, right? The fluorescent orange is... Yeah.
And I don't understand this. In
another sort of type font logo too, right?
But in California, which is so sunny and, you know, beaches... and sunsets and pretty girls, like all the things you think about with California. Why are these teams obsessed with black and dark? And like, why
well,
aren't
San Jose's got teal on there.
Sure. But even their away jerseys are like black,
dark. Yeah.
And it's not even just them. Look at the NFL, the Raiders,
mm-hmm.
you know,
it's silver and black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't know. Me neither.
I don't get it. San Francisco Dodgers, Giants? The Giants?
White and blue.
But, like I said, and that, the Dodgers, we don't have time to do it today, I don't think. But when we get into other sports, maybe we should do an episode on it sometime.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But, I mean, the Dodgers, that fits California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That suits California to me.
Or with Anaheim Angels, or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Now, they're
in
white
Orange
and
County.
Red, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of gold, if you count the...
I don't even know if I would recognize their jersey. Is it still the A with the little
A with
the
halo
on
it? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. For me, like, the Dodgers says California to me.
That's probably because they're just synonymous,
I guess,
with
so.
California or
but
Los
no, but,
Angeles.
But when I think about the Oakland Raiders and then
L.A.
and L.A. Raiders, I don't think California.
Just
right?
Just strictly from their color scheme, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking visibly.
Yeah.
Right. And even you know what, the Raiders' team personality is, they have actively courted the kind of the gang culture.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like that's where the colors came from originally.
Yeah,
and they did not discourage that at all.
Yeah,
they ran with it, and I mean, obviously they do PSAs about violence and all that kind of stuff, but they did not shy away from the fact that this was a favorite of the gang culture.
Well, here's your California team with colors, which is actually on my list of best Major League Baseball jerseys: the Oakland Athletics. The green and gold.
The green and gold. And that's a classic baseball jersey.
It is. It's various incarnations of it are absolutely beautiful. Some are and not
didn't
that
they have,
great.
Didn't they have one that was like a pinstripe, like a green pinstripe?
Yes.
And yeah. they were trying to go for that old Yankees yeah. look. And that was sharp.
Yeah, I'm totally... I am so tired of the Yankees jerseys. And I know it's sacrilege, and anybody who's a New York Yankees fan is going to come and rip my head off. But like, but that's the thing, too, is when you have all of that tradition, which is the same as the Montreal, the Canadiens jerseys, and Boston, it's like you can't change it.
No.
And Boston tried and completely failed.
Yeah, and I don't know. There's a part of me that kind of goes with the conspiracy theory that they failed on purpose.
Yeah, just, oh, well, we tried it, but it wasn't better, so we're going back. Yeah.
Well, and next time they do one, people will go, well, it's a damn sight better than that last third jersey you
that,
did.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
I mean, look what happened in Phoenix with the Peyote Coyote.
Which on the list of absolute worst jerseys.
And you know what's kind of funny? Is it's an awful jersey. It's a horrible jersey. But it's kind of a funky shirt.
No, it's bad. It is bad. It is bad. It almost looks like it belongs in like a dark, dank bar deep in the south of Mexico, a Mexican desert.
And oh, is that's where the one fan went?
Yes. Yeah.
I have to say the worst Ducks one. As you mentioned the Ducks earlier, the duck leaping out of the ice, the mighty yes. duck leaping out of yes. the ice. But in general, a lot of third jerseys around the league have been horrid.
Yeah.
Like that third jersey that St. Louis did with the jazz band on it.
Is that was like had like hints of like purple hues and stuff on that
yeah.
one, didn't it? Yeah.
And there was the Burger King fiasco in LA.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, this boring piece of SHI something in the stadium series
mm-hmm.
looks good by comparison.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
But that Burger King thing was
that
pretty,
only a third?
That was a third.
I think they must have, did they have shoulder patches with him on it or something,
Ooh.
Though?
Yeah, I don't remember
I seem to remember it being incorporated into more of their
right.
their media. Than just sort of like the you know the token third jersey.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I would have to do a little bit of googling to find
well,
out.
Well, don't they still have a sort of have him with like a goatee? Maybe not anymore, but that, I seem to remember that as being another sort of alternate logo they had. It was almost like a stylized version of that, and it was like it was a profile view of the king with the crown, but he had and his goatee, and you could just see him from the side.
I don't recall. I would like to see them try to do something with like a playing card style of logo.
Yeah. Maybe when Las Vegas gets their team.
Maybe, yeah. what else did I have? And of course, the Buffa Slug.
Yeah, yeah. You can't have any discussion of terrible jerseys without including the Buffa Slug.
Well, but I would also like to include in recent years all the incorporation of yellow.
Yeah, well, I was going to say.
The mustard yellow.
Nashville.
Although I would rather have mustard yellow on every single rink in the league than more of the glow-in-the-dark neon green
that
they used in the All-Star jerseys. And they basically stole from the Seattle Seahawks.
And you know what? That I totally agree with you. I have the Seattle Seahawks down as one of my favorite NFL jerseys.
But it's so little of the green.
It is, and that's what I was gonna say is they used to incorporate much more of that green, and they've kind of moved away from where it's now. It's sort of it's just splashed in there, right? Mm-hmm. And it's improved it immensely, if you ask me. And it to me that whole color scheme. I mean, the green that was on the All-Star jerseys. It was. Essentially, it was, again, your classic black and white, and then that green was really the only green and silver were the only colors that were on it, right? So it popped out of that jersey, which is not really what you want it to sort of, to me, it should be highlighting more so than being kind of like the main focus of the jersey, which
I
is,
actually
I think,
have
what
to,
Seattle
I have
has
to
done.
Say I don't really like in any All-Star jersey, I don't like the fact that it was the NHL crest.
The logo itself, yeah. I agree.
And the logo looked cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Well, that seems like such a cheap way to do it. Just a cop out, kind of.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we have nothing else to throw on here, so just put on the shield, right?
So I think that's all I got, man. For best and worst in NHL. Anything else you wanted to talk about?
I don't have anything else here other than teal jerseys. I find tend to be quite horrible, and the Sharks, they're now essentially black and white with a little bit of the teal trim.
Right.
I really like their logo.
The
Sharks logo.
Okay.
I think it's a sharp looking logo, but the colors, the teal color is horrible. The Grizzlies, the Vancouver Grizzlies jersey was so bad.
It was pretty awful.
That teal again.
Even the original Raptors logo with that cartoon dinosaur.
With the dinosaur.
Looking over his shoulder, Roger Bannister-like.
Yeah, and the bright purple.
Well, thank you very much, Russell. You are listening to What Not to Wear.
Brought
to you by Pucked in the Head.
Mm-hmm. So stay away from teal is all I have to say.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying stay away from cartoon representations of logos leaping out of the jersey.
And probably, yeah, further to that point is don't take your team name and overall aesthetic from whatever Hollywood movie is popular at the time. Usually turns into disaster.
Well, now to be fair, their entire franchise was taken from a Hollywood movie.
Of course, yeah.
And developed by a Hollywood executive. It was actually Michael Eisner that championed the Ducks
league. It was a Disney team.
With an awful alliance with Bruce McNall.
And that great
future Hall of Fame prisoner in the California court system. Well, I think that is quite enough of the digression for one day.
I agree with you.
Thank you very much to our listener, perhaps.
Hi, Mom.
Perhaps you've nodded off. Perhaps you've pressed stop. Perhaps you've hit the delete button. We don't really know. But thank you anyway. My name is Jason Carello, and this is Russell Arbuthnot.
This is Russell Arbuthnot.
We are Pucked in the Head, which, of course, you can find at puckedinthehead.com. That's with a P, as in Peter. Puckedinthehead.com. You can download us from the website or on iTunes. We would like to thank Civil Radio, 101.7 FM, here in the Lower Mainland. They service the... I keep using the word service.
Serve.
They serve. They broadcast. They broadcast.
Through many parts of the Fraser Valley.
Through many parts of the Fraser Valley, including, but not limited to, Chilliwack, Abbotsford.
Mission.
And Hope. Did they get out as far as Hope?
Various areas of Hope. Various areas of Langley. Even Surrey.
Perhaps even beyond Hope. We're not quite sure.
I'm not
the first person to make that joke. I'm certainly not the last.
Of course, you can always listen online as well.
And you can listen online once again. Puckedinthehead.com. My name is Jason Carello. Thank you, Russell Arbuthnot.
Thank you, Jason Carello.
For another lovely day. I promise next episode I won't mention anything about bath toys when it comes. Someone couch in the lane. I heard the drunken voices dragging on some old refrain. But I'm climbing, I'm climbing back on the train. I can explain if you'll just let me speak plain. I've got to sit and wait for my mouth to catch up to my brain. Time is spinning clockwise down the drain. Come back to me soon. I'll soon be out of range. I'm feeling able as Cain. I only take these for pain. Broke out of rehab just like Ahab in that book by Mark Twain. Don't you worry.